This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the U.S. Marshals say a felon is on the run and maybe in Colorado Springs area. The Marshals say the 42-year-old Mariel Mercado has been seen in Colorado Springs and may be living in the Pueblo area. Mercado has a felony warrant for his arrest stemming from violations of his federal supervised release program after serving time in prison for dealing heroin. If you have any information on his whereabouts, you're asked to contact the U.S. Marshal's office. Now to our other top story. A preliminary report says a broken rail just east of the bridge caused a derailment of a train over I-25 over the weekend north of Pueblo. Investigators say they believe the broken rail preceded the derailment and the bridge collapsed occurred after the derailment. The National Transportation Safety Board has sent four investigators to the site of a train derailment in southern Colorado. Officials issued an update yesterday saying 30 cars left the track in the Pueblo County area. Closing I-25, it still remains closed at this hour. The derailment led to the death of 60-year-old Lafayette Henderson, a driver who was trapped in his semi when that railroad overpass collapsed on his truck. Justin Fox narrowly avoided being caught in the derailment as well.
Kind of talked about how if we hadn't had some small instances happen to us, that we might have been right in the middle of it had we been 5 minutes sooner. So yeah. It's kind of a blessing thing.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says federal agencies are ready to lend assistance to get I-25 reopened following that derailment. Club Q in Colorado Springs is planning a one-year remembrance ceremony after the shooting inside that club that left five people dead. The shooting happened in November 19th of last year when the suspect, Anderson Aldridge, entered the club with an AR-style weapon and a handgun and opened fire. The remembrance ceremony will be held outside of Club Q at noon on November 19th. And the Colorado Springs Police Department says charges have been filed against a driver following a deadly August crash. Police announced yesterday that 76-year-old Richard Goodwin has been charged with careless driving resulting in death. 51-year-old Marcus Bogart died when the car hit him on Woodman Valley in that shopping center parking lot. On August 31st, investigators do not believe speed or alcohol played a role in that crash. The Tattered Cover Bookstore, located in Colorado Springs, is set to close right off of Tejon Street after its parent company declared bankruptcy. Bended Page LLC announced yesterday that it plans to close three of the seven locations as part of the reorganization plan. Stores in Denver and Westminster will also close. The Colorado Springs location on Tejon Street opened last year and was the first tattered covered store outside the Denver metro area. The city of Colorado Springs is holding a meeting today to get the public input on the future of the Blodgett open space. The city is putting together a master plan for the space and has incorporated suggestions from the public into that plan. This evening's meeting at the Flying W Ranch will review changes to the plan and gather additional input. It'll start at about 5:30 tonight. And finally, the Colorado Springs Airport is giving travelers with disabilities a new way to get around to get them to their flights. The airport announced yesterday that it is now offering help through the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program. Anyone with a visible visibility can request a lanyard at the airport information booth. The sunflower lanyard will make it clear that to an airport employee that the person wearing it might need some extra time, patience, and assistance. If you'd like more information about that program, it's available on the city's website.
Today, skies will stay clear overnight tonight. We'll be above freezing in the upper 30s to middle 40s. Of course, on Wednesday, a cold front sweeps the state early Wednesday morning. Brisk north winds will keep our temperatures in the 60s for highs around El Paso County and 70s from Pueblo to the Eastern Plains. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.